Agents of Change.
Suitsa was 12 years old when she started running. Her mentor was her father, who encouraged her to run every day in order to join her school's hockey team. Running made Suitsa fearless, but as she explains, this wasn't the general thinking at the time. At that time, people were very upset with women who did anything that involved a great effort. It didn't look feminine, and they said it was dangerous because women were smaller, weaker, and more fragile. In 1966, when Suitsa was 19 years old, she was studying sports journalism at Syracuse University, New York. And since there weren't sports disciplines for women there, she used to train with the men's track team. Her coach was a veteran in running called Ernie Briggs, and that December, while jogging through a snowstorm, Catherine Suitsa had an argument with him. Coach Briggs used to tell stories about the 15 Boston marathons he had participated in. One night, Suitsa interrupted him and said, "Let's stop talking about the marathon and run the damn race." Briggs replied that it was impossible for a woman to run the Boston Marathon. At the time, the most traditional race in the United States was something exclusively for men, since it was assumed that women were physically incapable of running a distance of 42 kilometers. As this made Switzer angry, her coach proposed a deal. If she showed him that she could complete that marathon, he would take her to Boston. One day while training, they ran not only 42, but also 50 kilometers, and when they finished, Coach Briggs fainted. The next day, he told Switzer that she had to sing up for the Boston Marathon. The day of the race, Switzer arrived at the starting point wearing lipstick and eyeliner makeup, because she didn't want to hide the fact that she was a woman. She was accompanied by her small team, her coach, Arnie Briggs, and her boyfriend, Tom. The 20-year-old Catherine received greetings from surprised male participants, but after starting the race and after being noticed by the photographers, she heard the sound of leather shoes running behind her. It was Jock Semple, organizer of the marathon, who grabbed her by the shoulder and shouted, "Get out of my race and give me those numbers." She couldn't get rid of him, and her boyfriend hit and knocked him down. The coach was furious, everyone around Suitsa was shouting, and the press, who was in a track next to her, was very aggressive. That's when she made the most important decision. As terrified as she was, she thought no matter how, she was going to finish the race. If she didn't, no one was going to believe that women could do it. On 29th of April 1967, Switzer recorded her name in history as the first woman to run a marathon with a start number. In an age marked by sexism and misogyny in sports, she crossed the finish line in 4 hours and 20 minutes and her feet were bloody due to blisters. When she crossed the finish line, Switzer received no applause and was awaited by a lot of reporters who harassed her with questions. "Why did you do it? Are you a suffragette?" Semple, the organizer, disqualified her from the race and later expelled her from the Amateur Athletic Union for a number of reasons, including running with men. However, the support for her action was bigger. Most of the journalists were positive toward her, and other women runners also gave their support. Coach Briggs' insistence on officially registering her in Boston was crucial. The year before, American Roberta Bobby Gibb had jumped from some trees to go into the running area and finish the race. However, Switzer was the first to do it with a name and number. In 1964, Switzer won the New York City Marathon, and for 20 years she was the creator and organizer of the Avon International Circuit, 400 races in 27 countries for more than a million women, which contributed for the women's marathon to be accepted as an Olympic sport. Nowadays, she manages 261 Fearless, a non-profit organization with a presence in 9 countries that promotes the creation of women's running clubs. In 2017, commemorating the 50th anniversary of her first race, Catherine Switzer ran again the Boston Marathon at 70 years old. Her race number, the 261, was retired as a tribute to her career. Switzer says that it was the happiest day of her life and the easiest race she ran. Thousands of people shouted to her, "Come on, Catherine, equality for women!" This is Paula Sánchez from Castellón, Spain, for the Agents of Change podcast, for the world goes to where we take it.